We're speaking with Senator Robert Jackson, lead sponsor of the Environmental Bill of Rights. I have just a couple more questions. If this bill becomes an amendment to the state constitution, who will be responsible if that right to clean air and water and a healthful environment is violated?
Well, I would think the New York State Environmental Protection Agency would be responsible for that. And in my opinion, every municipality, whether or not it's the town board, whether or not it's the mayor, everyone has a responsibility to make sure that we have clean air and water. Everyone, the person that lives in a house near a river or near a factory, and they have a right to have clean air and clean water. And if in fact that's not happening, they have a right to then complain about it. Complain about it to their elected public officials at the local level, meaning, I guess, city council or town board member or the mayor. And if in fact things are not improved where the citizen if the citizen is not pleased with what happens, then they have a right to file a lawsuit to make sure that they have clean air and clean water. Just like in the campaign for fiscal equity versus the state of New York, because the state of New York was not guaranteeing our children the right for an adequate education. It took 13 years of litigation, 13 years, and it went to the highest court on three different occasions. But we finally won.
So for communities that are currently being impacted by polluted air and polluted water, such as Hoosick Falls, where the drinking water has been polluted with PFAS, will they be able to take legal action if this bill becomes an amendment?
You see my thumbs up and I'm smiling. The answer is absolutely yes. In my opinion, they could take action now, but if it... What's not in the Constitution is the guaranteed right to have clean air and clean water. And so this basically lays that foundation right down there. And they said, listen, we haven't had it in a while. We passed this amendment to the New York State Constitution. We want clean air and clean water. We don't have it. And if necessary to sue in order to have it, we will do it. And I think from an environmentalist point of view, there will be many environmentalists and other elected public officials at the local, at the statewide level that will be there with them in order to sign on to the particular lawsuit. In the campaign for fiscal equity, I had signed on because I was a parent of two children that were being impacted. There were other members of school boards in the city of New York that signed on to the lawsuit with listing their children's names in the litigation. And so sometimes we just have to educate ourselves. We have to stand up and fight the system in order to better make it better for everyone. And so that's what has to be done.
So what's the next step in getting this bill to become an amendment?
Well, the bill goes to the governor. And then once the governor signs it into law, then it goes to a constitutional amendment. It will go on the ballot in, I think, November.
So New Yorkers all across the state will vote on this?
We'll vote on it. And so you know you're going to have advocates communicating with everyone in every locality around the state to vote yes on this. And obviously you may have some industries and some others that may be, you know, saying, no, this is going to hurt our area, so forth and so on. But I think there is a commission or established to look at the impact on, for example, if in fact they put windmills on the lake. One of my colleagues raised that as an issue because he lives up near Lake Erie. And so I think things have to be looked at and do what's best for the majority, all of the people of our city and state. I don't think that we should have a negative impact on anyone, but to improve the environment for all of us.
If it passes the vote, does it become an amendment right away?
I would think so, but I'm not absolutely sure. I'm not an attorney. I'm just a legislator trying to push forward an agenda to improve our lives.
Is there anything else that you want to add, Senator Jackson?
Sure. I just want to say that, you know, this is a step in the process, because in order to get to a constitutional amendment, a bill has to be introduced in one term of our office, which was the term 1920, in which we passed it then. And now it has to be passed in a second term, and which is this term coming up, 21-22. And then it has to go to the voters of New York State. And so this is the process that we have to go through. And I'm hoping that all of the advocates and all of the people that want to make sure that everyone in our state have clean air and clean water and a healthy environment, we just pass the word on that we must pass this constitutional amendment when it comes up.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. And I'm drinking some clean New York water for you and everyone else.
This has been State Senator Robert Jackson.